Big Game 10 Ficardi alongside GSM and joined by the West Fargo Horus Hawks head coach Kyle Cummings. Coach, you found yourself in an 8-point hole at the half. You win by 22. What was the difference in the demeanor of your squad from the first half to the second half to outscore by 30 in the second half?
You know, a big thing for us this year has been focusing on toughness, just mental toughness, physical toughness, and that first half, West Fargo, got to give them credit. They always play hard. Coach Paul Chesky gets his guys to play really hard every game, and they just out-toughed us, and that's what it was. And we could have handled that one or two ways coming out of halftime, and just the way that our guys bounced back, played the right way with mental and physical toughness, that was just huge. I was so proud of our guys just for doing that.
It really felt like you guys really ratcheted up the defensive intensity in that second half. That was really the difference, because things were kind of back and forth in that first half. Second half, it's like you guys made those little plays, able to poke the ball away, come up with steals, come up with rebounds, obviously, in the second half. It felt like you guys were really aggressive on the offensive and defensive glass in the second half.
Yeah, absolutely. We look at it, you know, I'm an offensive-minded guy. Coach Benson, our JV coach, he's the defensive-minded guy, but I think that we're on offense all game long, to be honest. You know, our offense is to make things happen through our defense sometimes, and so just the way that we could press a little bit, you know, we play eight guys mainly, and so we're not as deep as we want to be. We're trying to establish a little bit more depth, but just to play that fast, fun style is a lot of fun. And you know, we, like you said, we made some things happen, and we junked it up a little bit with the presses, and that's just the thing. Is I know the second time around that Coach Paul Chesky will get his guys ready for that, but that was a good early conference win to get just because of that.
Yeah. We hear a lot about Carter Evanson, obviously committed to University of North Dakota. He's been, as of right now, had been averaging almost 34.5 points per game. He only has 17 tonight, but I was really impressed with a couple other players. Owen Terrace and Brett Livingston really made a difference in that second half. Owen Terrace was just everywhere, knocking down shots, making free throws, doing everything. And then Brett Livingston, He's listed at 6'6", but he plays like he's 6'10 or 7 foot. So talk a little bit about those two players and what they mean to this this team this season.
You know, we ask a lot of those two guys, specifically Brett. We ask him to be our rebounding presence. He led the EDC in rebounding last year as a sophomore, which is really impressive. And the thing is, he has a couple more guys challenging him this year on our team, that is, with Owen grabbing, you know, 7 or 8 rebounds a game right now as well. Carter, you mentioned him, but he's really picked up his rebounding from the guard spot. But Brett, you know, you mentioned how big he plays. He's a knuckle dragger. He has arms that hang past his knees, and that's why he, you know, he has his hands all over everything. Like you said, blocking shots, grabbing rebounds. But Owen, man, tonight was a coming out party. He is a guy that can explode if he's having a good shooting night. And last year as a sophomore, he had a game where he, I think, went 5 for 6 from three and had 25 points in a game, and he hasn't quite had his best offensive games yet, but he's another guy that has his fingerprints all over, like I said, blocking shots. He is usually good for one charge a game. I don't think he got one tonight, but he made up for it in different areas.
Yeah, a terrific team performance all around. Last thing for you is just that second half, it seemed like your squad, you talked about Livingston, different guys that rebounded really well. You eliminated the second chance opportunities for the Packers in the second half, and you were able to get your team going the other way in transition. How important was it to be a little bit more disciplined, get those box outs in the second half so that you can prevent second chance opportunities for West Fargo?
You know, you mentioned discipline. I hate to say it, but I think we were a little undisciplined the second half just because we were in the press, and so they had different guys up that weren't crashing the glass as much in the second half, where I got to give credit to a guy like Sam Glantz. He had 4 rebounds in the first half. I think that he had 3 offensive rebounds in the first half, but he wasn't around the basket as much second half because we were in those different junk defenses. But that's the thing is, you know, a guy like Steph Booth, who's listed, I think, at 6'7 or 6'8, that's the thing is, Brett did his job and kept him off the glass, but it freed up our guards to be able to go and grab a couple of those other rebounds as well.
So awesome. Well, Coach, thanks for coming with your time. We appreciate it. And it's a fun squad. We're looking forward to watching the rest of the season.
Yes, thanks, guys, for having me.